If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Look, last time I had my podcasting 101 session on Bright, and it was a huge, huge success. A lot of people showed up. A lot of people. My goal for this one, I want to even make it bigger. And this session is happening June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. It's going to be exclusively only on Bright. Get your tickets right now. The last one, we had so many people, and I think this one is going to be 10 times even bigger. So my goal is to do a quick presentation about just building your community, how you can market your podcast, how you get some new listeners, everything. And the rest of the session is going to be strictly Q&A. We could talk about the same topic, or if you have any other questions about podcasting, let's do it. So go right now to this link right here, click it, reserve your spot. There's only a certain amount of tickets I have, and I'll see you June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, only on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Lily, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1132, and this is your host, once again, solo episode, Danny Pena. And I just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening to the past few shows, man, you know, doing this solo. So please let me know how I've been doing. If you guys like the conversation and everything, I love doing this, you know what I'm saying? But I do miss our usual roundtable discussions, and that's going to happen soon. The thing is, you know, I've been busy. Paris has been busy. Pete lives in the other side of the world. He's been extremely busy too. So, but don't worry, we're coming back. And actually, this Tuesday, June 8th, we're going to have a brand new episode coming out, and that's going to be episode 1133, and it's a very, very big episode. I can't say what it is just yet, but Paris is going to be joining me to record that episode, and a special guest too, so stay tuned for that. So remember, June 8th, big episode. I am super excited to release that episode. It's going to be really, really tight. Can't wait. But first, head over to gamertagradio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app, and also you can find us on any podcast app, of course, right? I said, all right. If you want to listen to us on any podcast app, just search for Gamertag Radio. And all you have to do, besides pressing play, just follow us, subscribe, or even post a review. Because that will help us out. That will help us climb the top of the charts. It will also help us to get discovered a lot more, because now there's activity happening with our shows and everything. So it doesn't matter which app it is, just subscribe. Listen to the show is going to help us out so, so much. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so the last episode, we talked about Far Cry 6, a little bit of Iron Man. Of course, of fan mail questions, which is awesome. But man, E3 is coming up. It's coming up. I'm wondering, what are you guys planning to do? Are you going to watch this, the whole thing? Do you feel like you're just going to watch your favorite company? It could be third party, or let's say Xbox or Nintendo, because PlayStation is not going to do anything there. Or are you going to watch Summer Game Fest? Please let me know, either on Discord, that's discord.gg/GTR, or you could hit me up on Twitter, because I'm curious to see what you guys are planning to do. Me personally, I'm going to try to watch everything. I do have a couple of previews that I'm planning to post on the show, which I'm not allowed to talk about just yet, because I've been attending some pre-E3 events here and there. So stay tuned. I have some cool stuff coming up, and that's going to be really, really cool. But speaking of E3, let's talk about this. Nintendo's E3 event finally announced. Nintendo Direct is happening. Now, this one is going to focus, and I quote, exclusively on Nintendo Switch games. Now, the rumor that we've been hearing now for like the past, oh my God, past year or so, about this new Nintendo Switch Pro. Now, the rumor is, this is from Bloomberg, is that we're going to get an announcement ahead of E3. And the reason is, I think there are going to be a couple of companies that are going to announce some games that is also going to be available for that console version. So could it be Ubisoft or what? So we might hear an announcement from now, by the time you listen to this to the episode, sometime next week. I know today was the official date for the Nintendo Direct. There's still no announcement from Nintendo about this the new version console, but I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, let's talk about this Nintendo Direct is happening June 15th. So I'm going to read this. This is from The Verge. Nintendo is holding an E3 event on June 15th, and the company promises it will focus exclusively on Nintendo Switch games, mainly releasing 2021. The Nintendo presentation will begin at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on June 15th. And of course, Nintendo will hold a 3 hours gameplay. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of hours. 3 hours of gameplay deep dives once the event has concluded. So Nintendo Direct is going to happen. From there, we're going to have 3 hours of content after that. Oh my God, that's a lot. So Nintendo Treehouse, they're going to show some games, everything that's going to come out for 2021. But here's the key thing. It says mainly releasing on 2021. That doesn't mean that the whole thing is only going to be about games coming out this year. I think there's going to be some announcements or teasers of games that's coming out in 2022. Nintendo's very known for that. Are we going to see a new trailer about Bayonetta, Metro Prime 4, the new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild 2? What is that we're going to see? What about a new Mario Kart? I think it's about time to get a new game, right? It's going to be very exciting. I can't wait. June 15th, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are still going to see some announcements about, and I quote, Switch Pro, that's been rumored for a while now. And like I said earlier, it's going to happen ahead of E3. So between now of next week, we'll see. But Bloomberg did mention that this model will use more powerful silicon from NVIDIA that supports DLSS. That's a deep learning super sampling. And the update switch is also set to support 4K output when connected to a TV, and reportedly includes a 7-inch OLED display. Now, my question is, how is going to be the Joy-Cons? Is going to be a better D-pad on that one? Because I really don't enjoy the original version of the Switch, because that one has buttons instead of a D-pad. That's why I decided to buy the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, because I just love that controller. It reminds me a lot of the Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox Series. So very cool controller. But also, how is the storage is going to be bigger than the last one? Is this just going to be strictly console, not mobile, or is there going to be both? mobile and just attached. I went to the TV, also home console. So I'm wondering what's going to happen. I'm super curious about that. But don't worry, as soon as we find out all the information about that, we're definitely going to be talking about it here on Gamertag Radio. And let us know your thoughts about it. Now, another news, and this is a big one. And look, I'm not surprised about this. I think we spoke about this now multiple times on the show about God of War, the next God of War game. So the game has been delayed until 2022. But also, here's a big one. This game also is coming out for the PS4 too. Now, this is also from The Verge. Sony isn't certain that Horizon Forbidden West will get released this year, this holiday, 2021. Wow. So let's talk about all this. So again, I'm going to take it back to last year when we found out about Halo Infinite and everything, right? There was a lot of people, and I'm talking about a lot of people, especially the fanboys, which is ridiculous when I hear about this, which they were talking so much crap about Halo Infinite coming out for the Xbox One and also Xbox Series X. First of all, the first year or two of the release of the next-gen console, doesn't matter which one you buy or which one you have, you know, the majority of the audience will stay with their console that they currently have, the older one, until the price goes down for the next-gen, right, which is going to be current-gen now. And that's when people will decide, okay, there's a bundle, the price is cheaper, or et cetera. So I think it's fine that God of War and also Horizon Forbidden West is also coming out on the PlayStation 4 and PS5. Look, I enjoyed playing Spider-Man, Miles Morales. That one came out for both a PlayStation 5 and PS4. And I had a good time. It doesn't really matter. I think, personally for me, that means more people are going to get these games. They're going to have a great experience playing all this. So I think that's awesome. Now, my question that I do have is, when is it we're going to start seeing more next-gen only games? Because right now it's only Returnal and the upcoming game from Ratchet & Clank. Those are exclusively only for PS5. It's not for PS4. And I just want Sony to also make it easier for people to buy the PS5, because right now it is still really hard to buy online. Unless they have it at stores, maybe that will help. But usually it sells out super quick. So, but yeah, again, we also got to remember, I'm not surprised that this game, and most likely for Horizon Forbidden West, is delayed until 2022. And Horizon is still questionable. It might come out this holiday, but it's not 100% sure. Remember, we're still in the middle of the pandemic. A lot of the developers are still working from home. So I get why this is getting delayed. And I prefer this because the last God of War game is an amazing game. I want this to be even better than the last one. So why rush it? Why release it if it's so hard for developers to work on these games from home instead of working in the studio? So please take your time with this game. I think it's going to be amazing once it comes out. Because look, Horizon Forbidden West looks phenomenal. That game looks crazy. Insane. So if the game can't come out during the holidays, I think that's fine. And PlayStation fans, they're going to be fine. We just got to wait to see what's going to happen. And are you guys so disappointed? You guys are happy? Do you want this game to take their time with this? Or what? You want this to come out this year? Because you want that new game for the holidays? You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. Please let me know your thoughts. Fanmail@gamertagradio.com. And we'll definitely will read on the show or play on the show if it's a voicemail.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so the next news here is, wow, this is from GameRant.com. Gran Turismo 7 is a cross-gen game too, and it's also coming to the PS4. Again, I think that's fine. That's more money. Remember, there's over 100 million people that purchase a PS4. Why would Sony decide only to make a next-gen game only on a PS5? Look, you guys, the complainers, they were talking all this stuff about hating that third-party companies and Microsoft are doing cross-gen, this and this and that. The same exact thing when Xbox started to release games, not only for the Xbox console, but also the PS4. A lot of you people were also complaining about that or making fun of it and all this stuff. Sony's doing the same exact thing too. Why? Because it's a business. There's more people that are going to purchase this. More opportunities for gamers to buy this game and play online and everything. I think this is a good thing. Saying all these things like, oh, this is not good. Crossing is not good. Look, it's a business. It's 100 million users that bought this console. This is why I think it makes sense. But from here, the head of PlayStation Studios was the one that confirmed that Gran Turismo is going to be cross-platform and will be releasing this game for the PS4 and PS5 in 2022. So, man, it's like a lot of PlayStation news today, right before E3. Very, very, very interesting. That's crazy. Really, really dope. So, yeah, you can read everything. It's on the PlayStation blog about not only about Gran Turismo, but also details about God of War, etc. So let me know your thoughts, and we're definitely going to have a conversation about this, because I think it's cool and awesome that this game is also coming out for the last gen too, man. It's going to be awesome. But I'm wondering, is also multiplayer is going to be like that too, cross-gen? I think that'll be awesome too. So we'll see. So yeah, that's 2022, man. It looks like all these games coming out, man. Ooh, that's a lot. Actually, it wasn't 100 million. It's actually 110 million PlayStation 4 owners. That's a lot of people. That's a lot. So yeah, I see why they're doing that, man. That's more money for the company, man. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is cool. And again, Ranch and Clank is going to be ripped apart. That's the next game that's coming out. And that's only a PlayStation 5 game only. So yeah, awesome. Very, very cool. Let's go to the next news. All right, so let's talk about this news that the Atari VCS is coming out this month. So strange. It hasn't been no promotion, nothing. Remember way back years ago, that's when the Atari showed the console. They talked about it. Actually, first was it through Kickstarter or something like that? And people, Indiegogo, one of the two. And then people purchased they put money down to buy and support the campaign. And yeah, it's officially coming out this year. Now, this month, actually. So I played this sometime last year before the pandemic, because Atari was in town and they had like a little event that was part of an esports event in New York City. And they had demos and I tried it. It was very, how I say this, like it wasn't up there like 100%. Still was buggy. The dashboard was buggy. They had old games you could play, and they also had like Fortnite you could play there too. But I know the past couple months, people that actually put money down for the Kickstarter campaign or Indiegogo, they got the consoles early, and they've been getting feedback from those users, because the dashboard has been getting updated throughout like the past couple months now. I remember last year, it was originally was going to come out sometime last year, but of course the pandemic happened, and probably that made them decide to, made them decide to change the date, to delay it until sometime this year, because everything was closed and super complicated and everything. So we'll see. So yeah, so of course this console is considered as like a multimedia machine. I wonder if you could try out like Xbox Game Pass. I'm definitely going to try that out once that comes out. Use one of those like the browsers, because I know it is in the system. So, but yeah, so let me see the official dates. Let's see if there's, I'm reading here online to see if there's any. Yeah, okay. So the Atari VCS launches on June 15th with the Onyx base system, which is going to cost $299. The all in system bundles, which is going to be available. Black walnut or onyx, includes the classic joystick and the modern controller, which is going to cost you $399. If you want to buy the controller separate, that one is going to be 60 bucks, so it's $59.99. So yeah, June 15th, that's like around the corner. I haven't seen no promotion. I don't know if this is going to be a successful console for Atari. I haven't heard people been talking about it at all. Like, unless you're a hardcore Atari fan, yes, you're going to enjoy this a lot. But man, I wonder what people have been saying about this. There's had been no zero buzz about this, man. Could this be the next Ouya? Like, people are going to be excited once it comes out, but then a year from now, what's going to happen? Are we going to still see games? Is it going to be a flop or what? You know, but I know there is going to be that hardcore audience that just love Atari no matter what. They're going to be happy with this because they could play their old games. They're also going to have leaderboards and can compete against your friends or randoms. That part, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So, plus, I believe in the future, Intellivision is also going to release their console. I wonder when that's going to come out. Is it going to be sometime this year? Is it going to be next year or what? So, lots of new consoles coming out, but there's no buzz with the Atari VCS. And I had Atari folks over here on the show multiple times, you know, because I originally thought that this was going to be, you know, a big thing. And we'll see. I might get one. Maybe they'll send me a console. We'll see. If I do get it, I'm definitely going to give my feedback about the console overall here. That's if I get it. If not, it's fine. But yeah. Yeah, so for those who are listening, let me know. Are you going to planning to get this or not? Just let me know on Twitter, or just send us an email, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. I'm going to be promoting fanmail all episode, so make sure to send me your feedback and your thoughts, all right? Now, before we go to the next topic, I want to say very quick, shout out to Shaq Eye Gear for sending me the glasses. They are the ones that sponsored for this episode of Gamertag Radio. And again, love the glasses. I've been using that for a couple months, and also Paris. And if you go to our twitch.tv/gamertagradio, you'll see me rocking the glasses. It's phenomenal. There's some really, really good glasses. And I just love the colors. The one that I have right now is a black and blue glasses. And I also have a white and red, and it's super comfortable. I wear them all the time, either when I play my consoles or when I'm outside. I wear it, and even when I'm dancing with Ree, with my girlfriend, I'm always wearing these glasses and everything. Actually, I went to the airport a couple minutes ago, and I just got back here. I went to LAX to drop off a friend, and guess what? I was rocking my Shaq Eye Gear glasses, man. Phenomenal glasses. Now, for GTR listeners, I know there's been a couple of listeners that actually went to the website, to the official website, shaqeyegear.com, and they used our promo code GTR, where you will get 10% off your order if you do that. Dave did it. They posted online that they got the glasses, and they're loving it. So this is your opportunity. You're not going to find this code anywhere else. That's promo code GTR. Just go right now to shaqeyegear.com and put promo code GTR and purchase glasses. You will get 10% off. All right? On us. Let's do it. And once you get that, please let me know and let Paris know or Pete that you purchased the glasses. Take a picture and post them, and we'll give you a shout out for sure on the next episode of Gamertag Radio, or we'll give a shout out to social media. Thanks to Shaq Eye Gear for sponsoring Gamertag Radio.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so let's go with this news about, man, it's going to be a lot of PlayStation news here, so that's really, really cool. PlayStation Studios, guess what? They have over 25 games in development. Half of those games are new IPs, which is freaking phenomenal. I like that there's going to be a lot of games coming out for PlayStation in the future. And again, this is from a recent blog post at PlayStation. Go over there with the studio head of PlayStation Studios, and he talked about everything about what their plans in the future and everything. So I'm going to read you exactly what he says. So he mentioned that one example is in Ben's studio, who are working on a very exciting new IP that are very, very passionate about. Ben Studio is the development studio behind Days Gone, for those who don't know. The studio had mentioned that that building on deep open world systems that they will develop with Days Gone. He said that PlayStation Studios should take risk, make games that wouldn't be made anywhere else, which I think is a very, very important thing. That's the thing I love about Nintendo. They're doing their own thing. Something that they will take risk by creating new IPs, and it's always been successful. You know, Nintendo's been notorious on just doing that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm excited that there's going to be a lot of new IPs coming out for PlayStation. Because here's the thing: to me, it's important for companies to do new things, take risks, not only depend on the same sequels over and over and over again. After a while, it gets old. Yes, we get excited when we hear new God of War, new Gran Turismo, new Halo, new Mario. But man, let me get those new IPs. It is risky for a company to release it. And is it going to be a success? Is it going to be a flop? Like, for example, for PlayStation, Days Gone was a flop. It wasn't something that was big compared to like Uncharted, the other games too, like God of War, etc. You know what I'm saying? So The Last of Us is another big one too. So again, I'm happy to hear this, that there's going to be a lot of new IPs coming. And actually, in a couple of weeks, Wrench and Clank is coming up, which I'm very, very excited for that. And actually, next week, right? Yeah. Oof, it's not. It's a couple of days. Man. So there you have it. PlayStation, big things for them. I can't wait. I think it's going to be phenomenal once we hear more about this, man. So I'm very curious to see why PlayStation is releasing all this now, right before E3. No state of play, just talking about their plans, posting this on the PlayStation blog. Very, very interesting. I think they're doing all this right before Nintendo and Xbox. They want to get the buzz now, which is fine. And I think you know, Xbox is going to announce their stuff, and Nintendo also next week during E3. So very interesting the timing of all this from PlayStation, man. So it's good. Good to see that they're speaking out and posting blog posts and videos of all the stuff that's coming up in the future, man. Really, really cool. Now, a quick Xbox news, because by the way, there's barely any Xbox stuff right now because, you know, all the news is coming up soon during E3. So I get it why they're keeping everything on the wraps, which is good. So far, fingers crossed. I hope there's no leak, because once this digital showcase happens, I'm going to be co-streaming on twitch.tv/gamertagradio. I hope you could join me there and just see my reaction of everything, man. I want to see you folks get excited about it and everything, man. So we'll see. So anyways, sorry, I'm like talking about other stuff. Anyways, this is the only news that I know so far, and this is from Reddit, and it says Microsoft Flight Simulator is now appearing as a console game in the Xbox Game Pass app. So if you go, it probably got deleted now, but this one from like earlier, actually from 11 hours ago, this was posted. So when you put Microsoft Flight Simulator, you will see the PC version and you will also see the console version. Now, when I went a few minutes ago, for me, it wasn't there. I only got to see what says Microsoft Flight Simulator for the PC version. That's it. Now, my theory is, don't be surprised if this game is coming out during E3 or after E3. You know, we've been hearing that this game was going to come out sometime since last year. It was going to come out sometime this year, spring. We're still in considered spring, late spring right now. So there is an opportunity for Xbox to say this game is available right now when they show the digital showcase, right? And I'm definitely going to play it. And I know this game got a lot of buzz, especially in the beginning of the pandemic. People got excited to travel when there was like a, a hurricane, let's say in Florida or anywhere else, people were using this and flying over the storm in the game because it gets real weather information like live, so or anywhere around the world. So I hope this is true. I know this game is going to be available on Game Pass for Xbox Series console, and that's going to be really cool, man. So yeah, so let me know if you try to do this. Look up Microsoft Flight Simulator. Maybe it will pop up for you, but it didn't pop up for me at all. I tried twice, and I only got to see the PC version. So, but it looks like this game is coming out very, very soon, sooner than we think. So this is going to be the last news here for Gamertag Radio. And this is an interesting one because I had this conversation with you guys during the last episode about Far Cry 6, how excited I am to actually play this game, which is coming out this October, actually October 7th of this year. So very excited. I'm super curious about the world. It looks very interesting. The Caribbean island, Yara, the main character, Dani Rojas, which you could pick female or male character if you want. But here's some news. This is from VG247.com. It says Far Cry 6 won't bring back arcade mode or the map editor. So if you played a Far Cry 5, the last one, it had the arcade mode and you could also do the map editor. It was a lot of fun. That was one of the things that they had like a Q&A with fans on Reddit, and one of the questions was like, hey, are you going to bring that back? So here's what they said about this, the game director of the game. He says, removing this mode from our plan was a difficult decision, but allow us to focus our efforts on the main campaign, transporting players into the heart of a modern-day guerrilla revolution. And, of course, during the game reveal, they mentioned that this game is going to be one of the biggest open-world games in the Far Cry series. I know there was also a weapon tier system that got introduced during the Far Cry New Dawn. That one was the last game, right after Far Cry 5. This will not be making a return in Far Cry 6. So, yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of things that they took out in the game, man. So I know we're going to get to see the companion system, which, we're going to see Chorizo and a couple other ones, man, that it's going to be in the game. So that's fine. That's coming back. But everything else that I mentioned, no map editor, no arcade mode, none of that is coming to Far Cry 6. And I don't know if this is not going to make me not want to play the game. I still want to play it just because of the story. And I actually didn't use these modes at all during the Far Cry 5. I tried arcade mode here and there, but after a while, I was like, I'm already done. You know, so I'm wondering maybe the stats from the last Far Cry 5 game, maybe it wasn't there, and probably that made the decision a lot easier for the developers to remove that and not bring it back to this game. So who knows? But I personally am fine with this. Let me know. I know there's probably people that just love arcade mode and map editor. You know, they love designing new stuff and just sharing to the world. So I think this is fine personally. So, but yeah, let me know your thoughts about this. Is this something that's going to make you like not pre-order the game or what? Or you're fine with this and you're okay with playing the new game this October? Let me know. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. And thank you so much for listening to, once again, my solo episode of GTR. Like I said, I always have a lot of fun recording this. There's going to be more in the future because we've been extremely busy with a lot of things. But I do appreciate everybody's listening to the show. Even for those that listen and don't even say anything, I appreciate you so much because you're listening to the show. It'll help us out so much every time you listen to any of our episodes, man. So please keep it up. Make sure to share with your friends and let people know about GTR. It will be very, very helpful for us. And at the same time, I want the world to enjoy our content. You know, we've been doing this now for 16 years and we're still growing. And I'm planning to have more episodes in the future, man. So nonstop. Here goes. By the way, shout out to Colt Eastwood. I was on his podcast, the XN C podcast. You also could check it out on YouTube. I was there for like an hour and a half, and we talked a lot about PlayStation, of course, and also predictions of about Summer Game Fest and Xbox Game Showcase. Shout out to Colt Eastwood and also Benji Sales. He was also a guest with me, and it was a phenomenal, phenomenal episode. Make sure to check it out. It's an hour and a half long, but we had a great conversation all about games, so check it out. All right, thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. Head over there to our official website, gamertagradio.com, and listen to our past episode, and make sure to share with your friends. Let them know about GTR. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio, subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. The more you do that, the more it's going to help us climb the top of the charts. So forward to your friends or family members. Subscribe, follow us, and just be active. That's going to help us out a lot. Okay? Now, if you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion, you know, episode or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Once again, everyone, thank you so much for listening to GTR. And until next time, I'll be here this Tuesday. It's going to be a very special episode, and I'm going to be doing this with Paris and a special guest. Stay tuned. All this and more here only on Gamertag Radio. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.